But the big story that broke today was this docket that was filed with the National Prosecuting Authority. It was filed by none other than Outer, whose chief executive is Wayne Devenage. This Dilima Buza docket that you've got, detailing evidence from the year 2002 to 2022. Put my mind at ease in terms of the timing, if you would, Wayne, of this particular filing of this particular complaint on this particular day when South Africa's politics is in disarray.
Hi, Bruce. Yeah, look, we've had that question, and it seems like there's an agenda here, but there isn't. As far as we're concerned, we're apolitical. We go after people who are found wanting in positions of power, who abuse those positions of power. That affidavit, 42 pages of it, if you read it and if you read the Daily Mavericks article on it, and they've been reporting on these matters linked to this affidavit that we put. We've been building this affidavit for over a month now. It's been some time. We've been watching the Fred Daniels civil case in court. We've been looking at the media statements for over a year now, well, most of this year, and decided that, you know, while there's a civil case unfolding, nothing of that has come forward in the form of a detailed affidavit for criminal charges to be brought against the people. It's not just David Mabuza. There are 12 others involved. And we believe it was time to start compiling this case. As I said, over a month ago we started, and we filed that affidavit today. And it's very complex, this matter.
And I'm not going to even begin to try and get into the detail of it. I mean, other than for years, as Julius Malema was saying at his press conference today, I mean, why should Didi Mabuza not step into the breach? Should the president be required to step aside? Why should he not be doing it? Why should he? You know, there are lots of allegations against Didi Mabuza, but nobody's ever prosecuted him. Nobody's ever made any of the allegations stick. And then this docket is then produced that says, actually, there's been plenty of smoke and here's the fire.
Yeah, no, exactly, and you know, it goes back some time, as you said, to as back as far as 2002. This is land redistribution or restitution claims, fraudulent ones, inflated through complex setups that have been taking place with various people and entities that have been set up. David Mabuza's fingerprint is linked to a lot of it, and yes, and then there's a wildlife. A killing of wildlife trust that feeds into it as well. But central to this is the case of Fred Daniels. In fact, Rihanna Rousseau has written a book about this called Predator Politics, which features David Mabuza and a lot of what we've reported in this matter. So we've taken the criminal elements, given it to the NPA through a Section 27 referral to the Investigative Directorate, and said, there it is, there's all the links to all the cases that have already gone before, and all the matters that are being heard in the court case of Fred Daniels. We believe there's enough there for them to start pressing charges.
Thank you, Wayne Devenage, the Chief Executive at Outer.